Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, heavy traffic in Pretoria on the N1 North heading towards the Sefako Makgato Drive exit. That's due to flooding. And then slow-moving traffic as well in Boysens of the CBD of Joburg on the M1 South heading through the Crown Interchange going towards the Boysens Road exit.
As the president addressed water and sanitation in Daba in Midrand today, his deputy, Paul Mashatile, answered questions in the National Council of Provinces. He heads up the water task team that was established to assist municipalities struggling with erratic water supply.
What we've decided to do with the water task team is really to work through the district development model in ensuring that we intervene in all these areas to ensure that people receive not only enough water, but also good quality drinkable water.
Moving abroad, European countries agreed at a summit in Paris to ramp up rather than lift sanctions on Russia over its war in Ukraine. President Emmanuel Macron hosted the meeting of Ukraine's European allies and President Volodymyr Zelensky in the latest effort to agree a coordinated policy after Donald Trump shocked Europe by opening direct talks with the Kremlin. More on these and other stories at 7. For now, though, we head to the USA with Kyle Kutzer from Cartesian Capital.
Wall Street opened in the red as markets react to the Trump administration's decision to implement a 25% tariff on foreign-made cars, effective from the 2nd of April. This move has heightened concerns over potential supply chain disruptions, particularly for manufacturers with significant offshore operations. Shares of General Motors, Stellantis, Ford, Toyota, Honda, and Ferrari are trading lower.
But it doesn't end there for the difficult day in the country.
Sentiment has been further pressured by data confirming a slowdown in U.S. economic growth. Revised figures show that fourth quarter GDP expanded at an annualized rate of 2.4%, down from 3.1% in the prior quarter, reinforcing concerns that escalating trade tensions could weigh on growth and stoke inflationary fears.
A dollar is trading at 18 Rand 22, a euro 19 Rand 67, and a pound sitting at 23 Rand 62. Gold is trading at $3,053.12 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $73.77 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with the live cricket action that's taking place in the IPL, where the Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 190 for 9 in their 20 overs, with the top scorer coming at the top of the innings with Travis Head making 47 off only 28 deliveries. In response, at the moment, the score 79 for 1 after 6.2 overs, and Mitchell Marsh and Nicholas Pura are the guys that are doing the business. Well, another failure for Aidan Markram there. He only made 1 from 4 deliveries, but Puran and Mitchell Marsh on 51 now and 26 runs respectively. So looks like they'll be chasing that score down. Zimbabwe cricket have confirmed that they will be hosting the Proteas for a test as well as a T20 tri-series involving New Zealand. The Proteas will tour Zimbabwe for the first time since 2014, as both tests will take place in Bulawayo. The first test is scheduled to take place from the 28th of June until the 2nd of July, with the second from the 6th to the 10th of July. In rugby news, John Dobson has provided an update on Manny Lubbock's return as the Stormers gear up for a clash tomorrow against Ulster without the injured Salman Murat and also Warwick Hlant. Well, it looks like Lubbock won't be returning anytime soon in the next couple of weeks. That is, Murat is absent, and that means that Connor Evans gets a rest start in the second row, with Willemse slotting in at fullback. And Barcelona will return to La Liga action tonight for a rearranged match against Osasuna. The original fixture was postponed after the death of Barcelona team doctor, and the teams are both failed with their appeals against the March 27 date, which is today. After